Okay. Glenn thinking we're still in the break here. Glenn Coble and I along for the ride today here on WWGA
Radio. Wait a minute, who's along for the ride? You're along for the ride.
I'm driving the car. You're along for the ride. October the 6th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour, and we thank the author of Three Pies Hot, Bob Welsh, and his former co-worker from the business, the Great Race Pizza Shop, which was located right over here on Delaware Avenue next to Pizza Brothers, Eric Warren. We thank them both for coming in. And Glenn's going to taste the pizza here in a second. Now, look at this. Glenn, you always thought I was high class, but now it's confirmed via plaque. Member of the Upper Crust Society, Scott Spears, September 7th, 2021, and a picture of my autographed pizza dough, which is now shellacked and in the Pizza Hall of Fame.
How about that? That's pretty cool.
There you are, Glenn. Don't you wish you had one of these?
Yes, of course.
It's very big, Glenn. It's very, very big. This will hang in my museum when I've long departed this planet.
You think anybody will... Well, never mind.
Well, the Historical Society probably wants this already.
Of course they do.
Why don't they? This in the Geraldo Journal.
Yes.
They want this.
That will show you your classiness.
Well, I was Dousketeer of the Year 1 year.
You were what?
Dousketeer of...
Dousketeer
of the Year, which only, my understanding, there have only been two Dousketeers of the Year in the history of that entire Douse Dance School.
Did you have to dance or throw
No, a no, no. I emceed their events for a number of years, and they made me Dousketeer of the Year, so I have a plaque for that, and I have my AP award, which is nice.
Do you know the song?
The Martha Douse song?
Yeah, D-O-U-S-K.
Oh, no. Oh, the Mouseketeer song.
No, that's the Dousketeer. If it starts with a D, it's a Dousketeer.
I think it's a whole different thing. But before we get to the pizza, we do have breaking news that I could not get. Why is it breaking? Urgent? Why don't people say urgent news?
Urgent would be better.
We have urgent news.
And breaking news has gotten to the point where nobody looks at it anymore because everything on TV is breaking news.
Well, here's the story. During the morning show this morning, I got this statement from the Democratic Party. Now, I didn't want to talk about it, why Bob and Eric were on the air, because that had no relevance to what they were here for. And I knew I was going to be on from 10 to noon today with Glenn, and Glenn is a member of the Democratic Party. So here's the deal, and I'm going to read it just as it was sent to me. Marion County Democratic Party, and if you want to know, P.O. Box 190, Marion, Ohio, 43302, October the 6th, 2021. The safety and well-being of every member of the Marion community must be the first priority of anyone seeking elected office in our city. With this in mind, we are dismayed and outraged to learn of allegations that Republican candidate for City Council at large, Aaron Rollins, made threats of domestic violence against a member of his household in the summer of 2020. In fact, while Mr. Rollins was traversing Marion collecting signatures on his petition to become a candidate, the court case against him was still making its way through the Marion Municipal Court. It also appears that he allegedly violated the order of protection issued against him not just once, but twice. No community is immune from the horrors of domestic abuse, but it requires all of us willing to face this issue head on to put an end to it. We cannot claim to support the victims of this crime while electing the perpetrators to public office. A person who cannot be trusted by his own family cannot be trusted on city council. And that's all it says. So, Glenn, what's your reaction to that?
Well, as a member of the Democratic Party, and as also a person that probably knows the person that wrote this, I'm a little concerned that we bring up things like that as the signs are going up in the yards and stuff like that, and not earlier. Now, maybe it was brought up earlier, but I hope it's not done solely for political advantage, because that's the bailiwick of the other party.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but there are two things about this I don't understand, and maybe it's just me, and it's just curiosity. It never says what the outcome of the trial was.
No.
But yet, it does call him a perpetrator in the second paragraph.
Is that a legal term, perpetrator, or is that just saying he's the one that caused the charge?
I would say accused would be what it would be, but a perpetrator, I think, is somebody who perpetrates a crime. Now, maybe he did. I don't know the outcome of the case, but this if we don't know any better, which I don't think we do, I don't know what the outcome of the case is.
And isn't it, it's become kind of a legalese thing that you always say alleged if it hasn't been solved or if it hasn't been actually taken through court. So it sounds to me like he must have been charged with something, but maybe not. Yeah, it's kind of vague and probably should be more defined. It's not very well defined.
Well, and just to be fair, we have reached out to Aaron. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, because you have to, and get his side of this.
Yeah.
You can't write a letter like that and not ask for a response,
right?
Because I don't know what happened.
Right, and it would be good to know.
And domestic violence, nobody's for domestic violence.
No, of
Republican,
not.
Democrat, kumquat, nobody's for it.
Even the people that do it aren't for it.
No, nobody's for it.
Yeah.
But that covers a wide array of areas. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean you beat somebody up.
Well, yeah, and it could be caused by all sorts of things. And if he wasn't judged guilty, then he's innocent. So I'd like to hear his response. Now, my wife should be charged with that. She's hit me on the chest a couple of times.
So she took you down.
Oh, yeah.
She took you down.
Both times I was drunk. I don't do that anymore, by the way. Drink.
Well, it's an odd thing, because also the other thing curious to me about this is, are they saying anything except don't vote for him, which I wouldn't expect the Democratic Party to do anyway?
Yeah, that was kind of my question when we started this. That's about all it's saying, and I don't like that style of politics. However, it has been honed to a fine tooth or a fine edge by actually both parties right now. So it's kind of the way of doing business in politics. One of the reasons why I'm glad I didn't stay in it.
Well, it's just, it's very, very confusing. So as a member of the Democratic Party, I guess in this particular...
Sorry, I didn't mean to chuckle. It was a...
It was a
middle school chuckle.
Middle school chuckle. Yes, yes. But, I mean, what... I guess I'm confused on why this statement will be released and probably run by the newspaper. I'm sure they got it as well. I was a little hesitant to read it because I'm not sure.
But if it's put out by the Democratic Party of Marion, you got to do it. Yeah.
You do it. But okay, so one, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it?
Yeah, it would be nice. Maybe we can reach out to some of the people with the Democratic Party and ask them to, not verify it, but define it a little bit more.
Well, I've asked them to call in as well, because
yeah,
I guess
idea.
I'm just not really sure on either account.
Okay.
And that's just because I have a lack of knowledge about this. I just got this an hour ago.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means, and I'm not really sure... I guess this close to the election, is this where we are?
Yeah, that was, again, my very first question. Is that what we're doing this for? Are we just trying to put out something that's a gotcha so that we can run the person down? Or is it a legitimate question that the voters should think about? Now, if he was...
Well, I think first we got to know, was he... convicted.
Yeah, if he was convicted and it was a felony, it might have just been a misdemeanor, but if it was a felony...
He can't run for office, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Which apparently not the case, because he's been certified to run for office.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, and I may be incorrect about this, but the people running for at the at-large seat, which this gentleman is one of them. I believe one is Brett Cornelius, a Republican.
Yeah.
One is he, a Republican. And then you have Mike Thomas, and you have, I forget the other at-large council person now. Took Becky Gustin's spot. Or was that Mike Thomas who took Becky Gustin?
Yeah, I think it was Mike that
took. So who's the other at-large person?
I don't recall.
Well, right now it's Josh Daniels, but he's not running again.
Yeah, he's not, yeah.
So who is the other at-large? Well, maybe that's the issue then, is that somebody's going to get in just by default.
Yeah, because it's an open office.
An open seat.
Yeah.
Is that what this is all about? I don't know.
Well, and if you have two Republicans running against one Democrat, and there's only one office, yeah, it could be that the Democrats think that there's a better chance for them.
Now, some people would say Pastor Cornelius would be a shoo-in after this, but maybe there's worry that Mike Thomas could be unseated and...
Well, he's a very popular politician, so...
But I believe he did... Mike was not elected to this seat.
No.
I believe he took Becky Gustin's spot because he lost his bid for at-large council last time.
That's right, yeah. But he was very popular prior to that.
He was for a long time in was it Third Ward?
It was over that...
Yeah, over there.
Where?
It was second or third ward.
Yeah.
But I do remember his last election, he came within votes of losing to Tanner Hale.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's the story.
There you go.
And we have sent a message to Aaron Rollins to call in, and maybe he will before the 2 hours is up. And we have contacted whoever sent that note this morning to call in and tell us what that's all about. And if either do, you'll hear it live. That's how we do it.
It seems like the political playbook anymore. We won't hear from them.
No, it's all paperwork. You know, it's statements like that.
Oh.
You know.
Okay.
Nobody really... I mean, nobody even signed their name to that.
Yeah, that's
odd to me, too.
I would question why the Democratic Party put it out with no attribution to who wrote it.
Do you think this might be a knee-jerk?
I don't know.
Because obviously somebody heard something.
I know the people of the Democratic Party, and I can't imagine they would have done it as a knee-jerk, but it could have been.
Why do you think nobody signed it? That's why I call it a knee-jerk.
It could be an oversight, or, and you know, they don't send a lot of press releases out, so it might not be something they're used to. Back when I used to send out two or three press releases a day, I always attributed it. I had a line at the bottom of the page that would tell them who they could contact and that sort of thing. But maybe they just don't do it enough that they thought, oh, yeah, I got to put that line in there, you know, who wrote it and where they can contact to find out about it. But anyway, we have a lot of, rookies doing stuff in all government right now.
You know what makes me sad about this? And again, nobody supports domestic violence, so you know, don't try to pin that on anybody. But that this is where local has gone. You know, you used to see this on the state level and the national level, and I can tell you, I mean, I hate to say it, but there are things that I know about local candidates that never came to fruition.
You're not going to talk about me, are you?
No, but it's just interesting to me because I don't believe the media's job is to smear anybody.
No.
And I'm not a member of either political party, but, if we're talking domestic violence, I do know of issues that have happened with other candidates that were never brought to light like this.
Now, if they're only issues and they aren't convicted of anything, I think you leave it alone because they're innocent.
Well, that's what that's what I don't understand about the press release. It doesn't tell you.
Yeah, it needs to say that. If he wasn't convicted, then I think it may be a miscarriage of politics.
And I know the number is 90. We have Turning Point in this community. 90% of women go back to the abuser.
It's that high.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that he's an abuser. I'm just saying she very well could still be there. We don't know anything from that statement.
Yeah. And it's really not their... they're not required to get a statement from the wife as a political party. But it is incumbent upon the political party to have facts as their background. And now, I know there's a lot of non-factual politics going on in this world right now, but I would hope that the Democratic Party is above that.
Well, I will say this at this point. We did get a response here.
Good.
From Aaron Rollins.
Good.
And he doesn't want to come on to discuss this personal matter. And
I can understand that.
Well, sure, yeah. Certainly. He's not going to participate in this kind of political discourse. But if we want to discuss ideas on how to move Marion forward, he'd be happy to come on.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's kind of ducking the question, but yeah.
Well, I think the problem is...
It's personal.
Right, but the problem is it's been made an issue now.
Yeah, it has.
By the Democratic Party, so it is an issue. And we're just giving you a chance to respond. That's it. There's no grilling involved here. We just want to know what happened as far as this issue, because now it has been made an issue.
And people have been charged for domestic violence just because they shoved somebody and the person fell down, and the person that fell down was mad, so they called, and then everything was okay after, you know, an hour, and never happened again. So that might be what happened. That's why I'm a little concerned about the Democratic Party putting out a press release if he was not convicted.
See, here's the problem, though, and I bring this up all the time. I've talked about it with people accused of things before they're convicted, and I don't know the outcome of his case right now. But what I'm saying is, if he weren't running for city council, this would not make the papers.
No, it wouldn't.
We wouldn't be talking about it on the air right now. And the parties know that. So... whether or not it's true, most political analysts would call it a cheap shot, because you know it has nothing to do with city council.
Well, the question raised is, do you want somebody that does something like that to be your representative? I don't, but we don't know that he really did anything.
But do we know what he did?
Yeah, we don't know anything.
Right, and I think that's the problem. And you can't say, look it up yourself. You know, that's... Why didn't you put it in there?
Yeah, I suppose you could. We could look it up,
I'm sure.
Maybe I will tonight.
Well, yeah, but it's just... I really, honestly don't know that anybody voting for a local office is going to think about that. Number one... It's early October. There's a whole month to go. Yeah, but you'd have to remember the name. You would have to remember what was alleged.
What was the position running for?
And we're so far away now. I think by the time it comes, as long as kerosene is not poured on it, which I don't know what that would be at this point.
Us talking about it forever.
Oh, and we're not going to do that.
Right.
We're talking about it today because it was released today. We didn't release it. The Democratic Party released it. And we have reached out to Aaron Rollins, and we have reached out to whoever wrote that letter. So that's our job.
Yeah. Yeah. And we hope we can, we hope we can cast some light on it, but not make a big thing out of it.
Because we don't know anything about it. And that's why I'm even trying to not say his name a whole lot.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. It's unfortunate, because I know, I would bet dollars to donuts, this will be run in the newspaper, and now forevermore, that will be tied to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm okay with that.
Well, if they have facts backing it, they should have put it in the news release. And if they don't have facts, then they should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that it clearly has already came and went. So the problem then becomes, it'll be a story in and of itself. It won't be on the just on the page.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... That's what I don't like.
Okay, well, let's move on then.
We'll move on, Glenn. Try the pizza.
Okay, I will.
That's why I stopped. It's not takeout. There. Did you get the tickets yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, good.
The grandson wants to take his girlfriend to Boo at the Zoo or whatever.
Oh, good.
This year, and this is to keep me from having good luck.
Oh, that's what you're going to do on the trip. Well, you'll learn all about the Great Race Pizza Shop.
You've had good shows, hon.
I like those.
Glenn being the exception.
Oh, I'm glad you said that while his mouth was full. That's well, get a piece of pizza.
Well, he is full of it.
Have a piece.
No, thank you.
No.
Does it look like I need pizza?
Yes, you need pizza. Everybody needs pizza.
Need pizza.
You'll never get pizza once in a lifetime.
Take care.
All right, see ya. Thank you.
Another happy listener.
Absolutely, and that's what we strive for here. Okay, so the zoo tickets were picked up, and now the book's been picked up. We're moving right along, and we're moving away from that subject until we hear more. Okay. Yes? How's the pizza, Glenn?
It got cold while we were talking.
Yeah, well, I warmed it up heavy. Here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how many times have you had them on from the Great Race Pizza Shop?
I think this was the third.
Yeah. You're starting to get like the guy that plays high school football that scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game and just likes to relive his youth.
I don't know. I think that there are a multitude of things to talk to them about, and I like this little plaque that they gave me.
And the pizza.
And the pizza's not bad.
It's not bad.
No.
Places, you know, they barely was in existence for 5 years. You know, Mega Moo, they've been in business for 17 years. Tubby's has probably been in business close to 40 years, and they got 3 locations.
Well, right, but if they came on now, it would be considered advertisement because they're still in business. These guys are not. So,
but when George Kosotis talks about it, you know, and when you talk about Turoff and places like that, you know, it's interesting to hear about places like that, but, you know, to me, it's kind of getting redundant about this Great Race Pizza Shop.
Is there some anger here toward the Great Race Pizza Shop?
No, it's just that.
Because I don't remember anybody ever said, George was on once a month with Charlie forever, and I don't remember anybody ever saying, take George Kosotis off.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want to take him off.
Right, but I mean, some of the stories there are redundant. I've heard the clips. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Okay. You got to fill the air with something.
Well, I don't know. There have been a lot. I mean, people. There have been a lot of interesting discussion about what has been on this show, like the Geraldo Journal and the pizza shop guys. I don't know. I mean,
we're trying to give you something. Excuse me. I got my mouth.
Yeah. I mean, pizza. We can. I don't know. I guess tomorrow's Sam Donaldson and Greg Loschutka. I mean, I think we're doing a pretty good variety here.
Yeah, and I'm going to have on the world champion of the 20K and a guy who came in second in the Boston Marathon. So we try to give you stuff that's
and we try to give stuff away, and we try to. I just haven't run out of things to talk to them about yet, and when they do come on, it seems to me that there's always a new twist to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had that problem. But no, everybody's got their own. It's just like if you read a book. You know, the book's good, the book's bad. There you go. What do you make of the pizza, Glenn?
Well,
see, this is new this time.
My mouth is full.
This is a new caveat to it.
I really love the flavor, but pizza that's warmed up in a microwave sometimes gets a little tough around the edges, and it did, and now it's cool, so, but the flavor is excellent.
It's a very, you know, pizza's all about the sauce.
Yeah.
All right, so now we get on to our another issue, because people want to know about the Christmas bus tour.
Yeah.
With the lights and all this. Okay, here's what we know. We did hear back yesterday, and there is a problem with use of the city buses.
Oh.
Without going too deep into it, they can't really run outside of their hours because of state issues, is my understanding. So, I understand that. That's nobody's fault. That's not the mayor's fault. That's not the city council's fault. That's nobody's fault. That's just the rules.
It's your fault.
We have to obey the rules. But we are not dead in the water now, because as any good person will tell you, you go to a plan B.
Absolutely.
So, Plan B for me, obviously there are schools in this area, and we know their buses do run after hours because they haul sports teams around. They take field trips, and people do ride those buses after they sign a permission waiver, like parents and people of that nature. So we have moved on to the school buses now, and we're going to see if we can get a school bus to do this.
That would be good.
Three or four times. So that's where we are with that particular story. And if anybody else has a different idea, you know, I even thought it would be fun, it would be cold, but does anybody have a big trailer?
Hayride.
Yeah, like a hayride.
Yeah.
Because it is not illegal to hitch that to the back of a pickup truck and drive that around town. We see it all the time in the summer.
As long as you have lights on and you have the warning sign at the back of it.
And we could decorate it with Christmas lights and all that sort of thing. Everybody wear their coat. That would be fun.
Yeah.
And I think that is not like it was before. Before, they did use the buses.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just, because we're not leaving Marion. We're not getting on a highway. And that will be good.
Well, you'll be on two highways. Three, 305.
Yeah, but how fast can you go on 95 with the traffic and 309 the same?
Yeah.
Because my theory is, here's the route, or the route, as they say in southern Ohio. What will happen is we will all meet at Meijer, because there's a lot of excess parking there.
Yeah.
So we'll all meet at Meijer, we'll get on the whatever, that's where we're all load up.
Yep.
We'll go out on 95, because there are restaurants that are decorated nicely. We'll go down 95, and then we'll turn so we can go back. We'll turn down James Way so we can get back there, the house with the Disney decorations.
Yep.
And there's some houses back there decorated nice.
Well, I hope they could, if it's a big vehicle, that's a pretty tight turn by the Disney.
Well, yeah,
house.
I mean, we'll have to go slow.
Yeah.
And then we'll pop out, we'll go down Richland Road, pop back out on 95, down by the car lot. Then we'll finish 95, go downtown, end up on, take that alley, which people call Vine Street. We'll take that alley.
That's not, that is a street, isn't it?
Well, that's different. So we'll pop out on Center. Then we'll go down, and downtown's got some lights and the snowflakes and so on and so forth.
Maybe they'll decorate the Cardinals.
Hey, maybe. well, here's hoping.
Yeah.
Then we'll go down Main Street, see those decorations. Go down Fairground, see those decorations.
Mm-hmm.
Go through
the
lights at the fairgrounds.
That'd be great, yeah.
And then wrap up. We're not going to the place we were before because, frankly, she was just a pain in the butt. So we're going to have to go somewhere and get hot chocolate and cookies, but I will see that that is done. The people here at the station will see that that's done, and we'll get that done. And we'll at the end, we'll all get off. We'll have hot chocolate and cookies. Then it'll take us back out to Meijer. Everybody can get back in their car, and onward and upward.
What if we don't like hot chocolate?
Well, you're going to have to order something
else. Can you bring your own?
Bring your own. So that's the deal. Now, so I'm asking you, does anybody have a trailer that we could fit? I'd like to get 50. I think 50 would be good.
I don't know that you could fit 50.
25.
Yeah, you could maybe 25.
Does anybody have a rigged-up trailer that we could sit on that would like to be part of this?
It would be fun.
Yeah. And in parades and things, they use semi-trailers.
The only other problem I can see with it, Scott, is that you might have to take out a one-day liability insurance policy.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
And if we do, maybe somebody can do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe this is something right here. Does anybody know who we could go with? Go ahead, caller.
You know, all the churches have buses that they might.
That's true.
Volunteer.
Well, that's true. I don't know. Now, I wonder which ones in Marion do.
A lot of churches have buses.
I think Day Spring does.
Day Spring? Well, maybe.
I wonder if you got a hold of John there at TV 39.
I don't think they have a bus.
If he could, you know, put on their community channel, you know.
Well, I would think there are people listening to this station who are members of a church, and they are the ones who are going to have to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't go in and just say, give us a bus.
We could, but we'd be thrown out.
He'll be thrown out. So, I don't think Pastor Whitaker has one, and I don't think Pastor Craig has one. So, we're going to have to, just somebody's going to have to ask.
Maybe the Nazarene Church down here.
That'd be better than a trailer.
Well, the trailer, I think, would be fun, honestly. It's not super cold in December, so, you know, that'd be halfway fun.
Well, as soon as you rented it and got the trailer rounded to go, it'd be 0 degrees.
Well, You know, it's one of those things, I guess. The way it goes.
No one.
Hey, we'll bring the pizza guys along. They'll keep us warm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right. So I don't know. Does anybody and offer your solutions? That's what the whole thing's about. Plan B.
It wouldn't be. I was thinking maybe we could all take our cars, but that would be that would mess up traffic and.
And well, and you couldn't sing together.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because really, it's a carol on wheels is what we're looking
for.
What's
with you and singing together?
Well, I'm not going to sing. I'm just going. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just tuned in. So, what's going on? We're not doing the bus fare now?
Well, there are some rules when it comes to the city bus because the city buses are controlled, which we've all found out recently, by state money. That there are some rules that the buses can't operate outside of bus hours. But we're not defeated in this. Plan B is, does any church have a bus?
And we still need a driver.
Does any school have a bus? Or
are you volunteering, Glenn?
No, I thought you were.
or does anybody have, like, a hayride? Because I think that could be fun. You know, a trailer that could pull us.
So at this point in time, we're just looking at the Christmas lights. We pretty much pulled the plug on the cemetery tour.
No. I love the cemetery tour because, as a matter of fact, there are some things I'd like to add to it, like Rod Serling's house, which I now know in Marion. But we got to get the transportation lined up. So if we can get it before then, I would do it.
What you had said something about contacting... Dr. Arusi?
I did contact Dr. Arusi, and I believe he's working on it, but I'm just saying, in the meantime, if a church has a bus and somebody's in good at their church, or if somebody has a truck and a licensed trailer, like they do for hay rides, that will work. If we can get it, we'll do it.
Well, hopefully... something can get worked out.
Well, we've got a little bit of time.
I think that would be a good thing for the community.
Well, yeah. I'd love to do the cemetery thing on the probably the Friday before Halloween, because I think Halloween falls on a Sunday this year. So it'd be fun to do it that Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, I was stoked about it. I mean, you know, most of us have lived in this town all of our lives, and, you know, who wouldn't want to learn about the history of Marion? I thought it was...
Just give me the transportation, and I will be there.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, you can call us off the air, on the air. If you get the answering machine, just leave a message. We do check them in the morning. You can drop me an email, Scott at WWGH1071.com. But it's a church bus. Where do people get those trailers that they take around?
Farmers.
Yeah. Okay. If you know a farmer, call a farmer, and we'll do it. We'll do the Halloween one if we can get the trailer before then. We really only... The Halloween one will just be a one-time thing.
The Halloween thing would be terrific on the back of a hayride. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if the weather holds up been. That would probably be the Friday before Halloween, because Halloween's on a Sunday. But the Christmas thing will probably happen 4 times in the month of December, not on a weekend, because we understand people shop and go out and do all that, and not on a church night. It's not going to be a Wednesday night. It'll probably be a Thursday night, because Thursday nights tend to be the night not a whole lot's going on. So that's the deal. We need a trailer. We need a bus. We need something.
We're looking at the 28th if we can.
28th. That's 29th. Thursday. Wouldn't it be?
Well.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, 28th
Thursday
would be a Thursday.
Before, yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go. So, if we can get one, we'll do it. If we can't get one, we won't. But that's showbiz. 740-383-9944. It's time to pull together. And we will take Santa Claus. I know people have... Everybody here at the station, Linda, Glenn, Sean, Terry,
Adam?
I don't know. Adam doesn't like Christmas.
Well,
so I don't think Adam will be along. Yeah, Adam's out of town.
He doesn't like Christmas?
I think Pastor Craig, Pastor Whitaker, Mary Ellen. Did I say that already?
No.
Mary Ellen has agreed to do this. And Santa Claus. So there'll be a bunch in this thing. And then maybe the mayor. We'll invite the mayor.
Sure,
why not?
He could make it a proclamation or something.
He should. Absolutely. We'll invite Geraldo.
Yes, absolutely.
Drag his can down here from Cleveland.
That'll give him a reason.
You know, that whole thing, I've almost ignored it this week, just writing every day that I did not hear from Geraldo, because I think I'm fed up with the whole thing. And honestly...
So is the audience.
Yeah, but I don't understand. I thought we'd just do a week of Geraldo and the Pizza Guys. I just don't understand what it is about... Geraldo, that he can't even respond. No is a response.
Yeah.
But haven't got that.
And even his lackey didn't call and say no.
No, it's very strange. Oh. But in any event, so that's what we need. So that's the update on the Christmas bus tour. That is the update on what's going on with your Democratic Party and City Council here in Marion. Oh, and I can't say yet, but we are definitely going to start this earlier than we did before. And let me preface this by explaining it. We did an event a few years ago called the Fruitcake Toss. Now, what this was one night we all got together and tossed fruitcakes. Now, here's how this happens. It's much like the peanut push used to be. You will call in and nominate somebody to be in the Fruitcake Toss. Then they will show up and toss a live fruitcake. And the winner is whoever tosses the fruitcake the furthest, will win a big, big prize for a year. You know, they will be the fruitcake tossing king and or queen.
Yeah.
So, this is not a charity event. First of all, let me say that. This is not for charity.
Money's going into your pocket.
It's going right into my pocket, yeah. No, I'm not Jerry Lewis. No, but the money will be handled by our treasurer here at the station. And
so the money is going into your pocket.
Right, my pocket, yeah. I'm not the treasurer.
No.
The money will go into the treasurer's hands, and that money will be... We don't want to use a charity because we don't want to be like other events. There are so many charities going on that year. We don't want to do that. It will go for a good cause, I'm sure, but it's not a charity. So don't take the idea that it's a charity. It's not. We don't want to misrepresent that at all.
And it might be difficult to then ask people to donate money because they're not donating to anything.
Well, they're participating in a fun game. You know, like, remember Dialing for Dollars years ago?
Then do it for free.
Well, but if you do it for free, then I guess in the end, what's the purpose?
Well, that's kind of the question.
I'm not
anyway.
Saying that something won't happen with the money. I'm just saying it's not going to be raised in anybody's name.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Maybe it'll be the statue fund.
The statue.
We got a Florence Harding thing now, you know.
Yeah, and it looks just like her.
Looks just like her. So that will be coming up, and we'll probably start that the 1st of November, something like that.
Maybe that could be put towards having the Florence Harding sign out in front of the radio station.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, we're not going to do it raising money for a charity. We're not going to say every morning, this is going to blah, 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 blah. I don't know where it'll go. It's not my decision. Somebody will make that decision.
We'll do it on the board.
The board will do it, yes. Absolutely. So that's how that's going to happen. But that's just to bring some fun to a pandemic-ridden holiday time. And we did it before, and we had a lot of fun with it when we did it.
We could actually have people write in and say where they thought the money should go. After the fact. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's good. We can go with that.
Therefore, it would be a charity.
And I think also that night we are going to have a baking contest. And I don't want to say pie baking because whatever is your best dessert, bake it, and we will have celebrity judges, and we'll tell you what the best pie is.
Do you think Geraldo will come down and judge?
Oh, sure, he'll be right here. Somebody can nominate Geraldo for the old fruitcake toss. So that'll be happening 1st of December.
What happens if you're nominated and you don't want to do it?
Well, like the peanut push, you don't show. It's same thing.
Yeah, well, okay.
So that's coming up. So the holidays are going to be big.
Okay, the holidays are always big.
Yeah, but last year it was more subdued.
It was very much, yeah.
So we're coming out of it this year with non-subdued.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
Okay.
All right. Does anybody have any thoughts on anything? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, Glenn, what's coming up at noon today?
Well, let me tell you, first of all, who's going to be on tomorrow.
Yes.
Gary Tuttle. He ran for, I can't remember the name of the university out in California that was such a big university in distance running. But anyway, he owned the national record for, I think, 3 years for the 20K. 20K, that's a lot of distance. He has an interesting story of why he went and ran the Boston Marathon. Basically because he had a girlfriend that ran. She's now his wife. Gary is a great guy. He's a politician. He owned a running store, shoe store. I think they had more than just shoes. I think they had running clothes and stuff like that. He's just a nice guy. And the reason why I like him is he likes my son. He used to coach with my son. He's going to be on for about 45 minutes tomorrow at our time, 11:15, his time, 8:15. We're going to talk about what it takes to become a Boston Marathoner, which is going to happen this coming Monday, upcoming Monday.
Good timing. Good timing.
Well, it only took me about 3 months to get him to do it.
Now, tomorrow morning on my show, since we're doing plugs, tomorrow morning at 8:15, I'll have Sam Donaldson on, legendary ABC newsman, to discuss what's going on in the world, the pandemic, what's up with Facebook, are they really targeting people? We don't know.
Does he really know Geraldo?
Does he really know Geraldo? And then at 9:10 tomorrow morning, we'll have former Ohio State Buckeye and mayor of Columbus, Ohio, Greg Lashutka, will be on to discuss some political things and, of course, things going on with Ohio State.
I assume Greg is not going to be here.
No, that'll be telephone.
On phone,
yeah. So that's my show tomorrow.
Because you'd get some phone calls if he was... If he was not on the phone himself. There are a lot of people that are disturbed with their Buckeyes this year.
I don't know what's going on. Well, we're going to ask him about that.
Yeah.
And the whole Urban Meyer thing?
Yeah,
holy
absolutely.
Moly.
It's getting a little crazy.
But see, now, there's another thing where he's tied to it. Whether he did it or not,
right.
He's tied to it.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like about this Democratic letter, to be honest. And I wouldn't like it about a Republican letter. I wouldn't like it. This guy is now tied to it.
Unfortunately.
Whether it's true or false,
and especially if it's on the paper, because then people can cut it out and hang it up on the wall.
The other day somebody said something, Buddha, that a lot of people have become Buddhist in this country.
Okay.
Which I think is interesting. But they said that envy and hate are the only self-inflicted poisons.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And that's a Buddhist belief.
Well, and I believe it too. I believe that if you spew hate on other people, you're really only spewing it on yourself.
Because the other person doesn't
care. They don't care.
And I guess the belief also is, if you're trying to put them down, you just want to be where they are.
Yeah, you're showing your...
You're showing your envy.
Yeah.
And also, they're there because you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be doing something else.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there are many cases of that.
I have two Buddhist friends, and they are very kind people. And it's kind of the religion to be kind. And I wish if my friendly Christian friends really followed the teachings of Jesus Christ, they'd be a lot more like the Buddhists that I know.
Here comes the break, back in 15.
Best interviewer I ever had that I do an interview with. I really like to do them.
Well, it's you.